this good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it through. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise.
Back to the Good Day program at 7 after the hour. Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Duggar with the video of the day today. And I must tell you that no models were harmed in putting today's video together. Somebody on YouTube has actually collected a series of clips of runway models, all of whom lose their balance and fall off.
Oh,
always good stuff.
It's fun to watch.
It's really hard not to laugh at this stuff.
Yeah.
But just so you know, the model's ego is apparently the only thing that hurt after these events. But they're all there.
The only thing broken were the egos.
Right,
you can't walk in those shoes.
No, I think that's proof positive of that, Roberta.
Uh-huh. And don't forget, if they can't walk in them, we can't walk in them.
Yeah, how does anybody walk in them? I don't understand how women, honestly... I see the heels that Jennifer wears, and I don't
I don't get it.
I don't get how she wears those things.
Have you actually tried, though? Have you ever tried to walk in heels?
Yes, I have.
Is there video footage of it?
Probably not.
We should maybe make some.
No, we ought not to.
Oh, come on.
But it was very uncomfortable. I don't know anybody except Jennifer, actually. I've never seen you in heels.
Really?
I don't think I've ever seen Roberta.
You've never seen me in heels?
No, I don't think I've seen Roberta in heels.
Roberta, I've seen Roberta in heels.
You've seen Roberta in heels?
Yes, I have, absolutely.
When?
She, last year when we went to dinner in New York, we met somewhere, and she had these cockroach-killing pink heels. These things had the longest toe or front end on them, and I was like, good Lord, don't get her mad.
Yeah,
I was noticing when I was with Megan a couple of weeks ago at her speech at school, she had this beautiful, brightly colored dress, and she had a brightly colored sort of green and pink shoes.
They're in now.
To match.
Colored shoes are very...
Is that what
the
it is?
The black and the brown, kind of boring.
These were very...
Now.
These were really bright, and they were... For her, I thought, you know, she was wearing them, and she was actually the same height as I was. Actually, may have been a little... She always likes it when she's a little taller than I am, and she tends to tease me about it somewhat. But I just thinking about those heels and what women go through to wear them... It would seem to me, I don't, you know, it's...
Well,
it's
good for summer.
It's good for your calves.
We have wedges now.
Good for your calves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway.
It'll be bad for your back, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Your back and your shoulders.
No, but you're right, Jen. Makes your butt look better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so there it is, folks. Check out the video of the day. Our poll today at DougStephan.com has to do with the pizza proposal. Planning on pizza? If you,
probably.
Please.
Probably this. Please. Have some pizza.
Probably planning on pizza?
From a vending machine?
Planning on pan pizza, probably?
Probably.
With pepperoni.
Piping, a pepperoni pan
pepperoni
pizza,
piping
probably?
Hot pizza from the... Yeah.
Piping hot pepperoni pizza.
There we go.
Okay. Out of control.
I'd rather have a pickle.
Would you? How about a pickle on your pizza?
Pickle pepperoni pizza. Pickle pepperoni pan pizza.
Right.
Probably pickle pepperoni pan pizza.
Speaking of pepperoni pan pizza, do you know that I heard at Dodger Stadium they are selling pieces of pizza for $10?
Of course.
$10
a piece.
Yes.
Would you buy pizza from a vending machine is the poll question at DougStephan.com today. Yesterday, we had the picture and the story of the bed, the new bed that makes itself. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Bed that makes up. So our poll, how often do you make your bed? 24% of you said you hardly ever make it. 23% of you said every day. 21% said only when you change the sheets.
17% every day.
Couple
Define
of times a week.
Making the bed, because I throw my covers up every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I do that every morning. When I get up out of bed, I put the covers up.
No, I probably make it once every 2 weeks, but I do throw
so
the covers up.
So here's the thing
nice
that defines wealth for me. Fresh sheets every night.
Oh,
that
and
for
towels.
Me,
and towels.
I don't care about towels, but fresh sheets every night.
Breast and starched fresh seats. What at least 1,000 pounds
of water.
I know, but it does feel so good.
At
and
least
you will
1,
never know. As
you
a girl,
environmentally insensitive pigs.
As a girl, and Heather and Roberta back me up on this, mm-hmm. there is nothing better than freshly shaved legs on clean sheets.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
God, what a slice of heaven.
Exactly what they're talking about.
I'm all for that as long as I get to feel them and they aren't
there's
mine.
There's nothing better.
All right.
Roll around in that.
But you see, but if you're wealthy enough to do fresh sheets, then you're wealthy enough to create a gray water tank so that the water that you wash your sheets in goes into a gray water tank, which is then used to water or irrigate your lawns.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you, Roberta. That was awesome.
Think about the energy it takes to wash those sheets.
Windmills.
Well, then you can have solar and...
energy-sucking pig.
No, you could do solar energy. If you're wealthy enough to do that, then you can put solar panels on the top of your home and have a windmill.
Windmills
around
in
the South.
I had to go into making those 300-count satin sheets.
Look, no, what 300? 1,000-count. 1,000-count Egyptian cotton. Thank you very much.
Or don't forget the silkworms
on the backs. Yeah, those poor little silkworms.
Hey, they got to have a job.
All right. Certainly got to
give them work.
All right. In a moment, we get to story time here with all the members of the group and the particularly the individual attention they will give you with their thoughts. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Do you know what this is? How about this? This is the sound of everything Dad loves and more. And right now, it's all at Sears, with great prices on all his favorite brands, like U.S. Polo Association, Kenmore Grills, LG HDTVs, and all Craftsman tool storage and mechanics tool sets are up to 50% off. Plus, when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Tool savings 5 to 50%. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, 2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The more I hear or think about or read about this product is One World Whey, it makes me think that everybody could benefit so wonderfully well by being honest. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. There's nothing about this stuff that's anything other than great. It's non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows, just like I have on my farm. This guy, that's how we got together, by the way. We were talking about farms and stuff. and we started talking about how his product is made, you're going to find so many benefits from this. It's so good for you. It really does. What is it? The thing that ails you. What's the expression?
Cures.
Thank you. Cures the thing that ails you. So get a hold of these folks at Synergistic Nutrition by dialing 888-988-3325 or go online to order One World Whey, WHEY.com. 16 past the hour. Let's see how we've done this alphabetically forward and backward, right, in terms of picking who starts our story time. Who's second alphabetically? Probably
that's
be
me. And
Jennifer.
You know what? And I'll tell you what, it kind of fits in with the One World Way, my story today. So it works out perfectly. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but as you know, I live in California. And
really?
I do. And voters have now collected enough signatures to put something new on the ballot in November. They want to label genetically modified foods. And so I wanted to know what you guys think about this, because this new law, the way it's written, does not make them label meats or alcohol or anything like that. It's really just fruits and vegetables. So I'm wondering what you guys think about this, especially you, Dougie, about labeling genetically modified produce.
Well,
you think it needs to be done?
Yes.
I do, too.
I'm against it,
but I
want
people
to know.
What else could you do besides fruits and vegetables, though? You can't.
You could do meat.
How?
What do you mean?
Meat.
They,
how do you do?
They don't genetically modify the actual
feed.
They feed the
animals that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it changes the molecular composition of their body. You are what you eat.
But they aren't genetically modifying the meat. They're genetically modifying
yes,
what
they
eat.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
no, they are. They're because of the feed that you're putting into these animals' bodies, absolutely are
it's
genetically modified.
And we should have a tag on us, too.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's true.
Toe tag, McFadden, DOA.
But that'll be the next thing. I mean, it's looking right now at raw or processed foods, and they'll require a label. But they're saying the next step would be meat and dairy products that come from animals that have been fed genetically modified food.
Yep. I win in that circumstance, and so do you if you drink the stuff or eat it or around it. It's just, it's...
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, would
it's
it prevent
so
you from buying produce, though? If
would
and
you stop?
California, I don't know, California doesn't want this to pass because they're going to say it's going to be too expensive to actually add this as one of their new responsibilities, is labeling
why
food.
Why isn't it different than organic? You're supposed to be inspecting organic nonsense. That's
I mean,
the,
to me, it's
that's
just an
big
added
industry
thing that they have to do.
Getting to the lobbyists, yada, yada. All right, so Heather, you for it or against it?
I'm for it.
Mm. Nobody's going to be against it. Richie, you're not against it, right?
No, absolutely, I'm for it.
And Roberta?
I'm for it.
Yeah. Well, voting
would you buy, if you pick up an apple, would you buy it if it had a label on it saying genetically modified?
I think most people know that there's stuff going on with our food and whatever, and then you've got your organic section, but they're just kind of choosing to kind of play the dumb
organic
role.
But we don't trust organic.
The organic is worthless anymore. The government's bastardized it. All right, Roberta, did you just say you would buy a genetically modified apple?
Absolutely.
Why? You just said you were against it before, so what do you now you say you're for?
No, I said I was for labeling it.
Yeah.
But I'm not against modifying it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see. You can
Because genetic modification has been going on for years and years and years and years. We just didn't call it that.
Yeah.
I mean, everything you plant today, every seed you put in your garden, from flowers to vegetables, are all genetically modified.
No, not mine, they aren't. No.
Yes, they are. When you buy seeds that cannot reproduce themselves, like Burpee has a lot of seeds that cannot reproduce themselves, they have been genetically modified.
And you don't buy any of that stuff. I don't buy that stuff.
You don't have a problem with that?
Hmm?
You don't have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with it, no.
Really? So you want Monsanto to control the world because that's basically what they do.
I don't want them to control the world, but I'm saying that I don't have a problem with genetically modified
seeds. But that's what it is. When you modify the seeds to control whether somebody can plant them or not.
A lot of the genetic modifications, Doug, has also improved foods because you don't need as much pesticides on a lot of the products now.
That's not necessarily...
Because of the genetic modifications.
Those bugs are good for us.
Yeah, they are good bugs, yeah. Hi, 21 after on Good Day Store.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
It's all right to have yourself engaged in what's going on here. Heather and Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me, 24 past the hour. Beyond Good Day requires that all of us have a story to tell. So we have now a moment or two alone, one-on-one with Roberta. Mm. Ain't that sweet?
How sweet that is.
It is sweet.
Well, Prince has the right idea here. I will die for you. Actually, this is part of a huge study, Doug. 2.4 million Swiss people who died between 1969 and 2008. And you know what they found?
What?
That men and women are more likely to die on their birthday than any other day of the year.
Holy cow!
On their actual birthday.
Really? Because I'd heard a story that women die like a week before their birthday because they don't want to get older, and die a week after because they do want the celebration.
Well, they said more likely on their birthday. They said.
And where was the study done?
In Switzerland.
Yeah, fondue.
Fondue. They said men are more likely to have a violent demise. Chances of suicide spike by nearly 35% and accidents by 29%. Deadly falls, 44% on their birthday.
I want to die a cool, righteous death, face down in the bottom of a pool.
As far as women, 22% passed away from a stroke on their birthday because, oh my gosh, I'm how old? And 19% died from heart-related reasons. Risk of dying from cancer went up over 10% on birthdays. Higher than usual in the days immediately following a birthday. And that was not seen for any other cause of death. Very, very interesting. So why is that, do you think? They're trying to figure it out. They don't know. They suggest maybe alcohol might be possible or...
Too much of a party?
Which birthday?
Well,
the average age?
Mostly people over 60 for the most part.
Over 60.
Over 60 for the most part. So maybe,
got a birthday coming up, Dougie.
If men, 44%, more from falls, well, maybe because you're drinking too much and you fall down. But I guess my question is, does anybody know anyone who has died on their birthday? Or do you think you will die on your birthday?
Which president was it who died on his birthday? Was it Taft?
Well, they said Ingrid Bergman and William Shakespeare died on their birthdays. To be or not to be.
That would really ruin my birthday. I don't like that.
So it's happy death day as far as happy birthday is concerned.
We had last night a dinner, Edgar and his wife Georgette, and I took three of the kids that work on the farm over to the Wayside Inn.
You mean you feed them once in a while?
Yeah. Well, Jose Villanueva is just turning 21, and he's been here for a couple of years. Very good kid. And the kids that are here are really good. Eric.
Did you take him out for drinks?
No, but I teased him about the fact that he could drink for the first time.
Yeah.
This is his family. And that's what happens often here, especially. And I think it's one of the things that I'm most grateful for. A lot of people have come here to work or engage in one way or another, and they become part of the family. And, you know, we sort of, for all the way from Jose, who's 21, to Nancy, who's like 81, have a place here. And it's sort of a wonderful thing to be able to bring people around a common goal, which is keeping the farm going, keeping the animals healthy, keeping this sort of stuff alive. But anyway, the reason I tell you the story is because during the course of the birthday, we talked a lot about death. I don't know why the heck
Lovely.
We were going. Yeah,
you're a party guy.
Well, I don't know. A cow had died yesterday, and I kind of got off on that tangent, and you know, things that are reality. But you know, I think a lot of times, I think what it is, Roberta, is a lot of people think about what's left for me on their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
How
yep.
much time do I have left?
Right. Mortality.
And your psychology, the state of your mind, is so important to predicating what goes on health-wise. If you have a good state of mind, you're going to have health more often than not. And the other way around is true. If you don't have a good state of mind, you're not going to be healthy. And I think that a lot of people get very depressed on their birthday.
I had my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, used to always say that, you know, women in her family only lived to 69 because her mother and her mother's sister passed away at 69. And guess what?
69.
There she went.
Gonzo. Yeah, yeah. We have a thing about the farmers that we're all close to around here. All of them have died at the age of 76.
Really?
Right. But since I'm not one of them, it wasn't not in the bloodline, I guess I'm okay. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself how the Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day.
Hey, Doug. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
David J. Smith of Newswatch magazine, January 2011. After a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thank you for giving me permission, Richie, to continue on here.
That is my want in life.
In the Doug way, Dudley World. That's what you become a part of. I like that. There's a new reference to Dudley. Instead of this being the farm, now we're going to call it Dudley World.
Dudley World.
Like Water World. What was that silly movie that Eddie Murphy was in? About the park in California, the bad guys were printing money.
What was
money.
The name of the silly movie that Eddie Murphy wasn't in?
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Done.
Okay. I give you 2 points on that one.
Stop.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta. Okay, so it's Richie's time in story time.
You have your choice today.
Really?
We have one of two stories to choose from. We have the 100-year-old relationship gone bad, or love story, or... health food's really not bad for you, you know.
No, I want love.
You I want the love story.
Love story. Okay. Da, 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 after 115 years of togetherness, BB and Poldy have decided that they need to split up.
Poldy?
BB and Poldy. They're an Australian couple, and they've been together for more than one century.
So how old are they?
How old are they?
The straw that broke the camel's back...
Oh,
it was
camels.
When BB took a bite out of Poldy's shell.
Oh, they're turtles.
They're turtles. They're tortoises that have been together for 115 years.
Who's keeping track of this?
And then the
have
Australians.
Have you ever seen turtles?
Do
you know?
I have.
Ever seen it?
At the
awesome.
San Diego Zoo.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't done it. It's convenient because you can, like, write in your diary or, like, read because that shell is hard. It's like a TV tray.
Oh my God! And it's there's a very long delay, and then
they make that kind of a noise.
Yes, they did.
It's really? Like,
I had to explain it to my daughter who was 8 at the time.
Right, how long did you sit here and watch?
Oh, that's all you go to the zoo for, is to watch that and watch animals poop.
The one day I took my daughter, we were visiting San Diego, took her to the zoo. She's like 8 years old. It was apparently mating day for the entire zoo.
Ah!
It was quite the lesson.
Yeah. That's funny.
Interesting.
So that's the whole story?
So anyway, BB apparently started gnawing on his back.
Where'd Gloria Allred get involved?
And the Australian zoo tried, because they didn't want them to break up. So they tried all these things to relight the flame, and including like aphrodisiacs and
games.
So
how did I know they were breaking up?
Because the one
she was biting
was attacking
him.
The other one,
him.
Taking chunks out of his shell.
Maybe she was on bath salts.
She's a zombie turtle.
Good guy.
Australian zombie turtles.
They
on the
even tried couples counseling for the turtle couple.
Dr. Drew.
But nothing worked. So they've had to put BB into another cell all by himself, or another pen all by himself, and she's happy to be all alone.
Oh, can't they go on, like, turtlematch.com?
They're going to try and match them up with other turtles, but they're not sure after all that time whether they can find another match.
Sure they can.
So.
Pretty sad.
Kind of
sounds
how
long do turtles live?
They can live, like, what, 150 years?
Turtles live, they're the longest living creatures that walk the planet. There are those who live longer that are in the water. Some of the mammalians, including... Not the orca whale, but
oh my God.
What's the matter with you?
How do you including? It's like you went into a scientific dissertation about orca whale.
I didn't know I was a mammalian. I like that. That's how I'm going to introduce myself now.
Yeah, all right.
Heather, the mammalian.
Heather Bachman, mammalian.
Yeah. All right, so I got to give you the twofer. I'll just.
So is it single green mammalian looking?
Yes. Hard shell. The top chef
dolphins
at McDonald's
live to be very old too.
The top chef at McDonald's apparently doesn't see anything unhealthy on his menu.
Yeah, good for him.
This guy Daniel Kudrow,
like Bill. Barack Obama thinks he's doing a great job.
Right. He was in. I won't go there. He was in Ohio last week and doing a press thing, and they asked him if they see anything, and he says, "No, I don't see anything unhealthy on our menu." And says he.
And they later found out he was blind and he wasn't telling a lie.
Right. So apparently.
Jennifer.
Apparently, when asked if he was responsible for the obesity epidemic in America, he responded saying he only worries about his own two children and what goes into their mouths. And he and his kids eat at McDonald's about once a week.
Mm-hmm. Once a week, probably you get away with that.
Perfectly.
Once a
acceptable.
Week going to McDonald's might be okay.
Right.
It's
but
people
how do you
go
say
every day to
with
McDonald's.
With a quarter pounder with cheese, with 42 grams of fat and 1,360 milligrams of sodium, how do you say that there's nothing unhealthy
it's
on our menu?
Denial, and I'm getting paid $400,000 a year.
You know what he says? He says, we suppose unhealthy is a relative term.
Of course. Right. Good. All right, so you want to hear something
funny.
That's sort of a compliment to that?
Sure.
The folks at Nabisco have decided they're going to offer two kinds of Oreos. One made in America, the traditional Oreo with a cream inside. Another one is going to be made in China with bubble gum and chewing gum.
And lead.
No.
And yes.
Oh, bubble gum? Don't the crumbs get stuck in it? Ew.
I don't know. I'm just telling
that's
you.
That's disgusting.
That this is the new idea. Bubble gum, Oreo cookies filled with chewing gum. It's being tested by Kraft Foods at the moment.
That is disgusting.
Kraft, the ones that bring you that great American cheese,
possibly.
Which is neither American nor cheese. They can't you can't imagine how they could do this. Trust me, they'll figure out a way to do it.
They can't possibly put cookies on the exterior of gum,
use
though.
Use your
There's
imagination.
Something else, like a Twizzler or something.
Rectangle Oreos and cucumber gum made in China.
Yeah, there you go.
Cucumber gum.
Yum, huh? Cucumber gum. Anything. The Chinese are now
gum
looking for
Oreos.
Different ways of keeping
poisoning us to take over the country.
Yeah.
Well, but
that's
they're
not
now getting frustrated because they're going into a recession there, too, because it finally trickled down economics. They finally, they went up like a rocket, but now they're falling off because they don't have the ability to sell as much stuff because nobody's buying as much.
Oh, this is awesome.
Right.
Do you know what the place is called in China where Kraft Foods does their research?
I give up.
I'd love to have this job.
Yeah.
The Biscuit Research Lab.
Ah.
I want to work there.
No, that's great.
Biscuit I'll have mine with honey.
Lab. Hey, baby, how you doing? I work at the Biscuit Research Lab at Kraft.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm working on some Oreos.
All right, so an email from somebody before we pause here. Yesterday I was talking about Rin Tin Tin.
Mm.
And
yes.
I somehow put them together with Roy Rogers.
Yes.
Roy Rogers had a German Shepherd whose name was Bullet. Now, Rin Tin Tin was on his own. Rin Tin Tin had his own show.
His own thing going on.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yep. Like Lassie had
her thing, and Tommy's in the well.
Right. But it's Tommy and...
It's not Tommy, it's Timmy.
Timmy.
Right. Timmy's in the well, Timmy's in the barn, barn's on fire.
And his mother, June Lockhart.
Yep.
And whoever the
Doug knows June Lockhart, don't you, Doug?
Yeah.
Good friends.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Have we taken care of all of the food items that are before us? Because I want to get to the results of the Japanese tsunami in a minute.
By the way, I think they should have taken Rin Tin Tin and made a flying helicopter out of him like they did with the cat on YouTube.
Yeah.
Stuff him and then put propellers on his paws and make him fly with a remote control.
Perfect.
It's awesome.
Good day. Time is 17 before the hour.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Flight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Flight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Flight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Flight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safe Flight.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquavelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing. A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva.
All right, 15 before the hour now. Heather's turn before I get to another one of my stories. I say I like to tell stories.
I know stories. I'm a storyteller. Yeah. Raconteur.
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 All right, so what do you have to regale us?
Well, a friend of mine is in the process of purchasing a new home. And so I was kind of doing some research with her and everything. And it blew my mind because you can go, like, drive around a neighborhood, for instance. If you have a smartphone, you can go on different apps that they have, real estate apps.
Sure.
And you can just, like, pick a neighborhood.
Sure.
And
it's
Zillow's my favorite.
Zillow?
You use Zillow?
Yes. Yes. They do some really cool stuff. And not only that, it'll show you all the listings in the area with the prices and whatever. And then you can go to another page for mortgage estimates.
Right.
And another page that's going to show you what school district and everything. And then you kind of take technology a step further. And lockboxes, traditional lockboxes that they have on homes that an agent would have to possess a keypad for, you can go up and you can put when you initiate that now kind of adapted keypad kind of thing, it's going to alert the agent that's listed. And then they can follow up with the person. It's
yes.
going to then send the agent that is showing updates on if it's been dropped in price, yada, yada, yada. But technology, we're kind of moving out real estate agents from the whole scenario.
I have Zillow,
you don't really
Trulia,
need them. Right.
Realtor.com on my phone.
Those are the heavy hitters.
And I always kind of keep an eye on what's going on in, I don't know, 3-4 square mile of my neighborhood.
Why?
I just want to see what the market's doing. At some point, I want to buy another house, and I just kind of see, okay, what's my house doing, and what are the houses in the neighborhood I want to buy doing?
So I just kind of watch it. That's so cool.
Well,
you weren't.
Yeah, you don't seem excited, Doug.
I know, because I don't think he was listening to me.
Here's the thing: is Doug doesn't like anything that technically is able to watch you or anything about you. Heather, it freaked him out when the first time I went on to maps.google.com or Google Earth, and I told him what truck was sitting in his driveway, and you know the picture may have been a month old or whatever, but it freaked him out.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. We were talking about this actually earlier as it regards to news, the news media following, for example. I think I told the story about what's his face from Law and Order, Belzer, who got caught giving the Nazi salute yesterday at some Monte Carlo film festival, and he was explaining to a reporter what that movement, what the symbolism was from a Charlie Chan movie that had been made during the Nazi era. So he was demonstrating. This reporter apparently didn't know what the Nazi salute was, so Belzer gives him the Nazi salute. And so some photographer takes a picture of him, and now it's spread all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not going to fly when you have a Jewish guy doing it. I mean, what are they going to think?
So what in the name of God
look,
are
a Jewish
doing?
Nazi.
Yeah, everybody is pouncing on everybody for no good reason. Even the way the political the season is going. You know, there's way more about Barack Obama that I don't want to know, or Mitt Romney that I want to know. I want to get down to the basic issue of the economy. I don't care about all the rest of this stuff. I don't want to know where his kids are going to school. I don't want to know about what his wife is doing in the gym. I don't want to know. It's none of my business, frankly. Why is it my business what Michelle Obama does in the gym, or what those kids do when they go to that school, or anything that doesn't affect the operation of the country? Why does it become such an obsession with people? That's how the Kardashians have made tens of millions of dollars, because people get obsessed with this, and I honestly don't understand what it is. Why are you so? But why? What is there about it that gives people a high? Is it just looking at somebody taking your mind off of whatever is wrong with you?
Escapism, probably.
It either makes you want to be them or makes you happy you are not them.
God.
One of the two.
Unbelievable. All right, so here's the last story. I think it was a month or so ago, there was a car that floated up on shore in Washington from the tsunami.
Yeah.
Now, the docks, there are four dock floats the size of freight train boxcars that came off of they were in the fishing port that the tsunami hit. And they've been floating across the northern Pacific now for when did this happen? Last November, wasn't it? When did the tsunami hit?
Something like
longer
that.
Ago than that. All right? So this thing has moved 5,000 miles across the ocean, and it ended up on an Oregon beach last week.
You know, there was the last episode of Touch dealt with this.
Really?
Where one of the storylines was a guy waiting on a Washington beach for things to come up, and this woman comes across him and thinks he's real gruff and mean, and, you know, what's your problem? Well, it ends up he's trying to find things that belong to a woman that he was holding onto a pole with because he was in a tsunami. She died. He lived. And now he was trying to somehow deal with it all.
And he ended up finding a samurai sword that belonged to her and her husband, really? And then found out she was alive because her son was on TV, blah, blah, blah. Nice story ending.
It was fascinating
to look at the currents and how this stuff floated through the currents.
Wasn't there like a soccer ball that was found, too?
Yeah, it was a soccer ball. There's a Harley Davidson.
But there's some of the currents where some of the stuff just goes in circles forever.
Yeah, right. Wow. Stays out there. A shipping container, all kinds of stuff. So the story, by the way, is at DougStepan.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A hoax that could have put lives in danger. Authorities are still looking for the hoaxster. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The call came in two nights ago. Monday night, the U.S. Coast Guard responding to a distress call about a yacht explosion off the coast of New Jersey. The emergency caller claimed he was on the boat 17 miles offshore with nearly two dozen people aboard, some of them injured. The Coast Guard sprang into action, conducting a six-hour search using choppers and rescue vessels, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of resources, but nothing found. No evidence of an explosion or people in the water. Coast Guard Deputy Commander Gregory Hitchens says the person who made the distress call was cool and collected, providing exact details about injuries and the state of the sinking yacht.
Many of the hoax calls, you could tell immediately that they're from children or someone who might not be completely in charge of their faculties. This person was somewhat calm, but was giving us a convincing story as to what the nature of his emergency was.
And the Coast Guard has released the actual distress call, asking anyone who recognizes this voice to get in touch with them.
We have 21 souls on board, 20 in the water right now. I have three deceased on board, nine injured because of the explosion we've had.
This costly prank is now a criminal investigation. Making a false distress call is a federal felony with a maximum penalty of up to 10 years in prison. And as we mentioned at the top, this hoax could very well have led to a loss of life elsewhere.
We respond to approximately, well over 400 search and rescue cases a year. So, you can know on average that we respond to more than one search and rescue case per day. When we are responding to a hoax, we are not ready to respond to an actual search and rescue case.
A reward of $3,000 is now being offered for information leading to an arrest in this case. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-608-9425. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-608-9425. That's 1-800-608-9425.
On Wall Street, the markets rallied yesterday. The Dow up 163 points to 12,574. S&P up 15. NASDAQ with a 33-point gain. Oil prices also up 62 cents a barrel, finishing at $83.32. Prices at the pump still moving in the right direction. Let's check them out.
Fill it up, please.
According to the AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is now at $3.54, down another 2 cents over the past week, down 18 cents a gallon over the past month. A few months back, we peaked at $3.94, thinking that we were heading to $5 a gallon, but it never happened. Even so, it is now a mindset. $3.54 sounds cheap by comparison as to where we were, but when examining global supply and demand, the price of crude oil, which has dropped, geopolitical factors, add it all up and there's no reason why gas should not be between $2 and $2.50 a gallon right now. Conspiracy theorists are having a field day. NBA Finals in Oklahoma City. Game 1, the Thunder over the Miami Heat. 105-94 last night. On behalf of all of us who hate the Heat, go Thunder. Game 2 tomorrow night. And finally, here's the bell. School year's over. And here's a question for you as the school year comes to an end. How many days did your child miss from school this year? How many days did you miss during your school career? Reason we ask, a graduate from Osborne High School in Manassas, Virginia, received an award recently for perfect attendance in high school, middle school, elementary school. Never missed a day. 18-year-old Seth Opoku Yeboah talks about why coming to school every day was so important to him.
Both of my parents were born in Ghana, and neither had the chance to finish high school. So when I came to school each and every day, I was doing it for them. Because here in America, I was presented with opportunities they never had.
Very inspiring, but there must have been days, Seth, when you weren't feeling well, when you didn't want to go to school.
The only time I was really sick was probably 1 week in the seventh grade. I felt so bad. I didn't have any energy to come in, but I still persevered and came to school.
And probably got everybody else sick. Anyway, congratulations to Seth Opoku Yeboah, 100% when it comes to attendance. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. What is it? Why is it? Why is it? Always.